Because that's what happens a lot of times. We quit recording, and then damn if we don't, whatever. Carla, I'm going to answer that question in just a minute. All right, welcome. Is private coaching right for you? If ever, and I want to say this before I get started. We are doing a monthly newsletter. A monthly newsletter now. We used to do them, and then we quit doing them, and now we're going to go back to doing them. So if you did not get your email today, our email that we send out every Sunday, it's the newsletter. Check spam, check junk, check all the places. If you did not get it this morning, went out early, make sure that you email support@pmptribe.com and let them know, because tomorrow the monthly newsletter comes out and there's an announcement in there that I can't talk about. I cannot talk about it, but it will all be revealed tomorrow and you don't want to miss it. And so make sure that you got your newsletter. If you did not get your newsletter today, chances are you won't get the monthly newsletter tomorrow and you don't want to miss it. So there you go. There you go. There you go. All right. So here we go. We're going to talk about private coaching. I got to get all my shit set up because, I was on here. I was chit-chatting with y'all. I had such a good time hanging out with y'all. I suck at doing the presentation view. So y'all have to look at the back end of my Canva, which is, whatever. It is what it is. So we're going to talk about private coaching. Is private coaching right for you? Like Corinne said, we actually, if you pay attention to our calendar, we actually added this call late because we've seen two or three questions about it in the Facebook group with big long threads. I've gotten several emails about it. We've had asked coaches about it lately. So a lot of people are starting to think about it, consider it, and that sort of stuff. So we added it. It was a late add. Just because we get getting so many questions about it. So we're like, we'll just do a call. We do these every once in a while. So that's why we did it. That's why we did it. So very excited. So I'm gonna share my screen. And let me see. I'm just gonna share my whole screen. I ain't got no secrets from y'all shit. All right. Is private coaching right for you? A lot of y'all know the four basics. You know them. You could teach a class on them. Some of the times you even follow them. I've answered several of y'all in the chat today. I do them good for a few days and then I don't know what the hell happens. God bless. I can't figure it out. You do okay for a week or two. Some of y'all just a day or two. You can string a few days together here and there, but you just can't get a long line together. But the scale doesn't move. And life just starts to happen. Maybe you're doing some of this stuff like we were talking about on the call today. You're caregiving. Your child is getting senior pictures made. My mother was having a conversation with my dead grandmother yesterday. And all of these things, life be lifing, right? I say that all the time. Life be lifing, and you're doing well. And then, like Annette was in the chat, her mom just passed away. Things happen that shake us up. Or it could just be your boss gets pissed at you or your husband makes you angry. It can be big things, it can be little things, but when those things happen, you fall off of that, that wagon that we always are somehow tripping off of and having to catch back up and buckle down and get serious and do all the things. You start to think things like everybody else is losing weight. I go in the Facebook group, I see everybody else, they lost 2 pounds. I go in that weighing thread. They're losing weight every week. I just must not have the willpower. I can't tell myself no. It can't be that hard. Look at all these other people doing it. I must just not want it bad enough. If I wanted it more, I know I'd be able to do this. So I know I just must not want it bad enough. That's got to be what it is. Y'all, it's not you. It's not you at all. You are working on the how, not the why. Just like Corinne was talking about, when you are feeling guilt over not being the parent you want to be, or you're feeling all the pressure at home to do everything, even though you've got people there that are going to help you, when you are feeling grief and sadness, There is no diet in the world. There is no four basic. There is no plan. There is no calorie counting. There is none of that that can override a feeling of guilt, a feeling of sadness, a feeling of overwhelm. We've got to work on what is getting you off track in the first place. We just dropped a new, like, the best of stopping at enough. It's under video replays. Missy just dropped it yesterday or today. Today, probably, because she's off yesterday. So she probably wouldn't have done it yesterday. And in there, some of those are so good because when you're not following your plan or you're not eating on a smaller plate or you go face first into the cookies every night, there are two reasons, really. It's either just a habit that you need to set yourself up for success with, or it is that underlying thought. And usually, whatever's getting in the way of weight loss is a little bit of both. There are some things we could clean up with setting a timer on our phone or leaving out that smaller plate to remind us. There's a couple of those things we can clean up fairly easily. But there's also things we've got to figure out what is underneath, what is causing it in the first place, what is getting in our way emotionally from being able to follow through. I love that last coaching that Corinne did because she was talking about when you want to get away and you can't get away, you want out when you're, I was answering questions today, sitting at your desk, wanting a break, and you can't take a break. You can take a break with food. And that is what gets in your way. The why is your thoughts, your habits, and your mindset. Yes. How many times have y'all started over? I hadn't done no BS. I answered some today on the call. I've done no BS and I fell off the wagon. I got off for the summer. I was doing good and then I wasn't. I got to start over. How many times have you felt like a failure? I met some of y'all today on the call. Same thoughts. Every time you try and fail, it chips away at your belief that you can actually do it. Because we're either collecting evidence that it's possible for us, or we are collecting evidence that it will never work for us. The cost of you not investing in yourself is staying stuck in this cycle. And y'all, I know you're tired of it. I know you're tired of it. You deserve to get all of the help you need. And you deserve to have accountability and guidance because we're all busy and we all have shit to do. Now, everybody's level of help and accountability are different. Some of you can go to Ask Coaches and get all the help you need there because you deserve to get all the help you need. For some of you, that's Ask Coaches. For some of you, that's using, if you're brand new, using my Wednesday emails. For some of you, it is posting in Facebook. For some of you, it's finding your no BS bestie. But for some of you, it is all about getting that extra help because you deserve to get all the help you need, whatever level that looks like for you. Why do people not sign up for private coaching? I used to think that I should just accept the fact that I can't lose weight at this point in my life, menopause, and then I'll just disappear into the background as the old frumpy fat lady. Womp womp. How many of us are feeling that way? Enter private coaching. I was able to say no, absolutely not. That is not how a no BS woman moves in her life. I kept putting it off, thinking that I can do this just by being a member. And while that works for so many, I needed that extra thing. Yes, my own professional accountability partner. So she decided to give it a shot. She had spent, like all of us, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars over the years, thinking each new diet plan was going to be the magic bullet. That was going to be what fixed me. And then you would lose weight, gain it back, feeling more hopeless with every failed attempt. For me, private coaching is the gorgeous bow that ties the amazing No BS program together so beautifully. I now have everything I need to boost all of the effective No BS elements that are already available to me. Yes. The interesting thing is that as soon as I made the decision to get private coaching, I started to lose weight. She's continued to do so, and she's lost 11 pounds. That is how it works. A lot of people don't sign up for private coaching because they don't really know how it will work. But here's what I'm going to promise you. I am going to find you, get you, provide for you a coach that knows your exact needs. Your coach is going to meet with you every week and hold your hand every step of the way. Your coach is going to check in with you in our private messaging app every single day that they're at work, because you know they do have days off, to make sure that you're staying on track. And then a coach that's going to listen to exactly the kind of accountability that you need. And that is exactly what they're going to give you. We give you what you ask for. We teach you how to advocate for yourself. If you don't know what kind of accountability you need, guess what? We'll help you figure it out. If you show up and you do the work, you will make progress. And if you don't show up and do the work, guess what your coach is going to do? Track you down like a dog in the night. They will email you. Hell, they'll text you if they need to. What do you even talk about with your coach? A lot of y'all are like, I don't even know what the hell to ask and ask coaches. What am I going to do whenever Coach Lizzie or Coach Kathy is staring at me during a call and it's just the two of us? What are we even going to talk about? You're building a relationship with your coach. Your coach is going to get to know you. Your coach knows who your partner is. They know who your kids are. They know what gets in your way. Within a week or two of coaching with them, they're going to know everything about your life. No backstory needed. So when you get in there, your private coaches will use their superpower, which is questions. I always say this, even if you go and ask coaches, I don't care if you don't have a question. You just tell us what your problem is. I keep overeating at night, every single night. I eat at my desk every day at 3. Help. We can ask you the questions to get to the root of it. You don't need to know the questions. You don't have to have a beautifully crafted question. You just tell us your problem. We've got the questions. There's only going to be one coach on the call. Let them do their job. I've had to tell private clients in the past, girl, don't coach yourself. Do not coach yourself. Let me coach you. We'll be good. Is it worth the investment? That's a great question. I have a question. How much money have you already wasted? If I had, y'all, I want to get my kitchen painted. I could have had my kitchen painted 50 times and gotten new marble countertops. That's what we're saving for now. If I could get just a fraction of that money back that I have spent on shit that I knew was going to help. It was going to be the magic bullet. Oh, this is the one. This is the one. I know it is. Girl, tell me. I could even have my L-shaped couch, Shelly. I'm with you. We have thrown money away on shit that promised us, oh, you do this, we're gonna be with you every step of the way. And then what happened? They got your money and then you did not hear from them. And I think you know from being in No BS, when we say you join No BS and we will help you, we will, give you all you have to do is ask. You know that's how we roll here at No BS. And by God, we do the same in private coaching. We don't let you fall off or get lost or get confused or whatever. The other question, what if I don't like my coach? The customer is always right and no BS. Always. If you, for whatever reason, listen, we all got personalities. You listen to Lizzie on a call. Lizzie's on this call now in the chat. That's why I'm picking on Lizzie. You get Lizzie as a coach, you're like, oh my God, I listen to her calls and she is my spirit animal. I swear to God, I mean, she's my girl. And then you start coaching with Lizzie and you're like, oh, she does not have her personality in mind. Like, I love listening to her calls, but it's just, she's a little too aggressive for me. I need a little bit more subdued coach. I don't know. I'm just making shit up now, Lizzie. But you email me. We had somebody do it a few weeks ago. She was like, I'm so scared to email you. Well, I emailed her because within 2 weeks after you start, I can send you an email. And she was like, I'm just not clicking with my coach and I feel bad and maybe it's me and whatever. So I talked to her back and forth a little bit and I'm like, let me move you. Who do you think you would work really well with? And she told me and I moved it. I took care of everything. I even gave her a couple weeks so she could get to know her new coach. And she emailed me yesterday and she was like, that was the best thing I've ever done. And you were right. You did make it right. You were not kidding. All I had to do was ask. That was all I had to do was ask. And I've loved my coach. I still love the coach that I was with, but she and I just didn't have matching personalities. We've all had clients, me included, Kathy included, that have said, I just don't match with them. Can I get somebody else? We've all had that. Here's what I promise you. I will make it right. If you don't like your coach or you don't like your level of accountability and I fix it for you, I will make it right. I promise you, hand to God, I make it right. I do not leave y'all out in the dark. I take very good care of our pro I take care of all of y'all, but I really do take care of my private clients. I know what an investment it is. I know it's probably the first time you've ever spent money on yourself. Like to really get serious. And a lot of you feel like you're taking money away from your family to do it. And I'm going to make sure you get your money's worth. What do members say about private coaching? I literally was not losing weight before private coaching. Now I'm down 35 pounds. Like the difference between, I love this one, watching a pantry organization video and having someone come in and organize your pantry. I'm healthier emotionally and physically so that I can be there for my friends and family. I love that so much. If you have barriers to success that you are struggling to overcome with the tools offered by No BS and you feel like you need additional support, then private coaching is worth the investment. It's caring, it's supportive, it's safe. You can be vulnerable, and we're going to build you up, not tear you down. That is what private coaching is all about. And notice it says any barriers. You have barriers, caregiving, empty nest, grief, not happy with your job, just a lot of shit going on, thinking about leaving your marriage. All of those things is what we help with. We can coach on anything because the reason we're overeating, there's something underneath it. You can see that every coaching call you've ever watched. There is something underneath it. You are not broken. You are not hopeless. You just haven't figured out what it is. Let us help you figure out what it is. It's been a game changer in my weight loss journey. It's so easy to contact, always available as much as I want, as I need. The coaches have all been where you are right now. And have training and coaching. They will help you focus on the things you need to work in. And this is a lot about weight loss, but I will tell you, we coach on everything. Everything, everything. Coaching outside of No BS is $700 a month typically. And that is for one 40-minute a week call, but no interaction in between. Somebody, I just saw a coaching program, 10,000 for 6 months. And you get three 60-minute calls per month. $6,000 a month for coaching. I have seen that 6 months. That's $1,000 a month. So what do you get with private coaching? When you sign up for private coaching, you get a personal coach, which is amazing. You fill out a form, and there's like a thing about what do you want to get out of coaching. If you have a coach you really want to work with, you let me know, whatever. You just type it in where you can free type on the form. So I will assign you a coach. I try to do the best I can. Shelly said she paid $6,000 once for 6 months. Oh my gosh. Rachel, you would be, I have heard 15, I've heard 5,000 a month for sure. But people do pay 10,000 per month. Yes. So you get a weekly 25-minute Zoom call with your coach. It's just you and them on a call. Just it looks just like this. You and your coach, nobody else. You get private Slack interaction with your coach daily when they're working. I always say that because it's not every day, but your coach will let you know the days they're off as soon as you sign up. So you get private Slack. That's our private messaging app. So it's just you and your coach in there. And someone said, this isn't a check-in and let us know how you're doing accountability. Your coach, your act, it's actual, your coach is waiting on you and expecting you to show up accountability. Lizzie writes every month a monthly private coaching newsletter. And when you sign up, you get access to all of the past, not episodes, newsletters, whatever. So that is what you get. And it is $14.97 for the first month. So basic, it's $4.99. You can do monthly payment plans. So it's basically the same month to month versus the 3 months, but we want you to sign up, make a commitment to yourself for 3 months if you've never done coaching before. Because we want you to make great gains in those first 3 months. So we want you to commit for 3 months because it is a commitment. We want you to get the most out of it. But then after that, after you complete your first 3 months of coaching, it just rolls over month to month unless you cancel, which you can cancel. Y'all have been in OBS, you can cancel anytime, of course, right? We always are that way. After that first 3 months, if you're somebody emailed today and she was like, I just want to finish my first 3 months. Can I go ahead and cancel so I make sure I'm not charged? 100%. We did it for her. Easy peasy, nice and breezy. And then once you've done private coaching in the past, even if you've left the membership and you come back, if you've ever done private coaching in the past, when you go to the page to sign up, there is a, you click on, buy coaching. You only have to do it month to month. You can come back and do, I call it like a tune up. We have a lot of clients that leave for a few months. They did their 3 months. Then they might leave, they might do 3 or 6 months and they leave for 2 or 3 months and something else comes up and they just come back for a month and get like a tune up, or this is what I'm noticing, or the scale's gone up a little bit. I want to figure out if something's going on before, I get like the snowball effect like I have in the past, and they'll come back for a month. You don't have to do it alone. We are here for you. We have got to get Ashley a new picture. God almighty. She has lost all the weight. There is even, if you go on the private coaching page, under coaching, you'll see private coaching on our website, nobswomen.com. There's even a place that says, if you've got questions about private coaching, sign up here and you can get on a call with me for 15 minutes. That's ain't a coaching call, but we can talk about private coaching. If you're like, I don't know, it's a big investment, girl, I get it. I understand. I totally understand. Because you do want to make sure that it is right for you, that you are going to get your money's worth, that you do get the right coach. I understand that it is scary to spend that type of money on yourself. And if you need to talk to me, talk to me. And I will tell you, I've gotten on calls with people before and told them, I think therapy might be a better choice for you right now. We have a lot of clients that do therapy and coaching. Just therapy that deals with a little bit of the kind of deeper stuff, unraveling of the past, things that are really like deep rooted. And then private coaching kind of, they take what they're learning in therapy, they bring it to their coaching, and we help them figure out how to move forward with it. Let's see. There is no, we've done group coaching in the past, but there are no plans to do any group coaching in the near future. Okay. Not right now. You'll have to Google the Canadian conversion, Carla, because that changes all the time, all the time. So you'll have to look into that. Any questions about private coaching? I know that it is scary sometimes to invest in yourself, but you are worth it. 100%. It's $4.97 a month. Initially, you're going to sign up for 3 months. If you've never done private coaching with us, you commit to 3 months. You can pay the $14.97 up front, or we'll break it into three payment plans for you so that you don't have so much upfront expense. Is there a waiting period? Good question. Good question. So some of our coaches are on a wait list. I will say this though. Let's say that you signed up today for coaching. I go check after this call and you've signed up for coaching and you say, MJ, here's my coach. I ain't working with nobody else. I know this is my coach. I will email and I'll say, that coach is on a wait list. I will put you on the wait list. Now, you pay when you sign up, but let's say that you sign up on the 31st and you don't meet with your coach until the 27th of September. It's a 3-week wait. Your 3 months of coaching, or if you're a returning client, your 1 month of coaching will not start. We adjust your billing period on our end. So if you start on September 27th, that is when your coaching begins, not August 31st. But in the meantime, while you wait, you get access to all of those backlog newsletters. We do have a private coaching Facebook group. It's not very active because a lot of people that sign up for private coaching, they want to work on an individual thing. A lot of people that sign up for coaching are people that would not raise their hand on a call, or people who are working on things, whether they're thinking about leaving their husband or they're trying to switch jobs or just kind of things are coming up for them in their life. Maybe they're feeling guilty about having to care give for people, or guilty about, being a mom, or, they think that something's wrong with them and we're working through that stuff. They don't want to put it out there, which is fine. Is there a waiting list for Lizzie? How many? Lizzie don't have that many spots, I tell you that much. But if here's the thing, if Lizzie did have a wait list, I know I think Kathy has one on her wait list. Oh, Lizzie has 3 spots. But if you're like, I'll just wait till she doesn't have a wait, that may not happen. It's good to go ahead and get on the list. If you know your coach. And you're like, I want to work with that coach. You need to go ahead and get on the wait list. We do not have a ton of spots left, but we have just had so many questions. Carla said, what availability do coaches have for calls? Can they work around my schedule? Why, yes, they can, Carla. So I want you to think about this. Coach has on their calendar about 25 hours a week for private calls. So it's a little over half their week that they spend. That still leaves 15 hours of work time, but they're not going to put all of their 40 hours because then they'd have somebody here and then 3 hours later, somebody there. And we have to get in the flow when we work. And so if you ever, ever, ever get on a call, Lizzie's the best. Lizzie, 5 a.m. She has done calls at 5 a.m. to work around her clients that live in Australia. So you just need to reach out to your coach and say, hey, Lizzie, I can't, or, Kathy, or, Lisa, Betsy. I can't find a time on your calendar that works for me. Do you have any other times available? They will work with you and get a time together. But look at Lizzie, 5 a.m. She gets up to meet with her client. How long have you been doing that, Lizzie? Sheila, I love this. How do you help us figure out which coach is right for us? On the form, I'll tell you exactly what the form says. It asks you, I'll tell you exactly what I asked. If you could solve any issue in the next 90 days with private coaching, what would it be and how would it change your life? So, and it says include any coach preferences that you have as well. So, when you fill that out, I know all of our coaches can coach anything. We can coach anything at all. At all. But like, let's say that you want to work on, you put like, I know I need to work on nervous system stuff that Kathy does. I know I do. This happened to me the other day. Kathy's on a wait list. So she said on her form, she wanted to work with Kathy and she wanted to do nervous system regulation. What did I do? I reached out and I said, Kathy is on a wait list, but Lisa has got the same training as Kathy. Lisa does nervous system work just like Kathy does. Lisa has got a spot open. Do you want to be on Kathy's wait list? Or since you're ready to get started, I can go ahead and get you in with Lisa. It's a back and forth conversation. As soon as I assign you a coach, I email you myself and I say, welcome to private coaching. I've assigned you to coach Betsy. I don't, whatever. And then you get that email and you can email me back and be like, girl, I don't like Betsy. I was thinking I was more of a Lizzie girl. Okay, fine. I love that. I'll make it happen. Not a problem. It's a back and forth conversation with me. It really is. I don't just assign you and be like, sorry about your bad luck. You didn't get the one you wanted. Hate it. No, that's not how it works. I email you. We have conversation. I know I always used to say if I was ever going to hire a coach in OBS, it would be Betsy. I love Coach Betsy. I like her style. She can be calm like Kathy, but she can dig too. Now I ain't trying to, all of our coaches are so good though. I would literally coach with any of them. And hell, half of them have coached me at some point for, you know, cause we all, you know, I have shitty thoughts. They hear them. Kathy will say, do you want me to coach you or not? Like, please, Kathy, coach me. Once you sign up for private coaching, under resources, you'll see the private coaching homepage. When you sign up for coaching, it takes about 24 hours to get access to that page. That is where all of your newsletters will live. Yes, Coach Betsy has always helped me find my wins. Yes. So that is where the private coaching homepage is. If you're not in private coaching, that will look like a broken link to you. So don't think something's gone wrong. Oh, Barbara, look, their feelings are not your problem. We know. It ain't our, Barbara, every single one of us have had somebody that asked for somebody else. Every one of us. And the goal of every coach in no BS is to help find you the best coach. If it's not me, if it's not Lizzie, we want you to find the best coach. That is our whole goal in private coaching. And I always email the clients whenever they ask. I always say, I so appreciate you advocating for yourself. We are, as my mama would say, you are done, Barbara, in no BS, sucking hind tit. You need to unapologetically ask for what you want. You are, you know, just like Corinne said, what gives you the right to post in Facebook and ask coaches is the fact that you paid $59 a month for membership. What gives you the right to ask for a different coach is that you paid $497 to work one-on-one with a coach. I want you to have your perfect coach. That's what I want. So that is the, I mean, that's the whole reason we do what we do. And Lizzie, yes, everybody has had somebody switch. Yeah. Nobody gets their feelings hurt. I'll send them a message. I'll say, you know, like, Lizzie, somebody wanted to switch to Betsy. And they're like, okay, great. That's it. That's the end of the conversation. I don't have to coach them about it. They don't get up in their feelings about it. We're coaches. We handle our thoughts, y'all. It's not a us problem. We're not everybody's. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. Corinne is not everybody's cup of tea. But we have enough personalities on this coaching team that we will find your cup of tea. And you deserve to have your cup of tea. And for a lot of you, just simply signing up for private coaching and advocating for what you want in private coaching, when you're not used to doing that for yourself, you are going to be surprised. Even in that first couple of weeks of just filling out the form, signing up for coaching, asking for what you want, and telling your coach is going to say, what, you know, how much do you want me to check in? Like, y'all have this back and forth conversation. Just speaking up for yourself for the first time, for a lot of you that sign up for private coaching, it is the first time that somebody's even asked you what you want. And just you doing that, you're going to see great gains just by doing that. I do not coach anymore. Yeah, but Barbara, here's the thing. You're saying you're a people pleaser. We're a member pleaser. And that trumps any people pleasing you got. We are here to make sure all of y'all lose all of your weight for the last time and feel as amazing as you deserve. We eat that, we breathe that, we live that. We believe it with our whole heart. And whatever it takes to get you there is exactly what we do. It doesn't matter to us. We'll do anything. We'll do anything. All right. Any questions? Any other questions? So go over to the website, check it out. We just put up a testimonial video. I did some interviews the other, like a couple months ago, and Lizzie made us a montage. She did, and she did such a great job. And it was so much fun because I met with, like, I'd sent out a thing and I had all the private clients. I invited them and I had 31. How many did I have, Lizzie, that took advantage of it? And I got to meet with them one-on-one and get to talk to them about their experience in private coaching. And look, they even came in 33. Some of them even had, like, I think you could level it up this way. We've implemented some of the changes that they talked about whenever I did those things, which is amazing. Also, if you're still on the fence, that link to see the video, Lizzie just put it in there. It's about halfway down the page. I just rebuilt out that page last week. Hey, who knew this physical therapist turned life coach would turn into a web designer? See what's possible? Yeah, I would love to see y'all in coaching. There's also on that page, like I said, a time you can go on that page and you'll see my calendar. And I had somebody, again, we make sure we give you everything that you need because I have times on my calendar where we can meet for 15 minutes and talk about is private coaching right for you? Just me and you can talk to me about what you think you need out of private coaching, or I don't know if I need private coaching or if I just need to do XYZ. And I had somebody email me last week. It said, none of those times work for me. What else do you have, MJ? And I worked it out. That's what happens. You just tell me, I'll fix it for you. Yeah, I appreciate you being here too, Lizzie, because I can't, we work with this lady that helps us with our emails and stuff, and I'll ask her question to do it. And I'll ask, like, I need for the email to do this, or I need it to be sent on this date, or I need it to do this thing. And she's got a magic wand. And she said, it shall happen. I shall make that happen. I need a magic wand. So any other questions? Make sure that you go and check out the private coaching page. It's under coaching on our website, nobswomen.com, private coaching. And it does not matter if you are a new member, even, and you're like, MJ, I literally, to the depths of my soul, do not believe that I could lose weight. I spin my wheels. I know my patterns. Because listen, most of y'all in here, this ain't your first diet. This is not your first rodeo, honey. I know. And so you're like, I know my patterns. I know after about 3 or 4 weeks, I'm going to say, fuck it. I'm going to give up on myself and I'm going to ghost. I know what I do. I'm going to go ahead to get that. I'm going to get started on the right foot. I'm already, in it. I do believe Corinne is right for me. I don't care if you've been here 5 minutes or 5 years. I do not care. Private coaching can be for anybody. Yeah, I am not coaching right now. Sorry. But listen, it does not matter. All of our coaches are amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Mickey, are you coming to camp next year or are you going to come virtual? I would love to meet you in personally, person. Oh, well, I'll make appearances in the Zoom room too. Yes, it's easy to do that. Start on a weight loss program and then start going back to old habits. Girl, ain't that the truth? Yes. Having a coach helps keep me accountable. And that is very true. If I did not hire a coach when I went through No BS, but I was at a different time in my life too. If I found Corinne right now and I joined, I probably would do private coaching as a accompaniment to make it easier on myself. I think I would. I think I would. Like looking back now, it would have made it a lot easier on me. It would have. Me just trying to figure everything out. Also here, wayward. Taking care of three kids, working full time, taking care of my grandmother. Private coaching sounds like another thing to add to your plate. But honestly, what a coach can do is help you curate. Give you those, because what happens? You join and you're like, and I gotta download this. I need to go to every live call, and then I gotta be on Facebook, and I'm supposed to be using Ask Coaches. And then I've got to, you don't have to do all that. So just having a coach, I feel like that could have settled my nerves at the beginning, would have been super helpful. All right. Any other questions? We will get out of here because you know that my Gamecocks is playing in an hour and a half. My Gamecocks is gonna be coming on. Any other questions? Any other questions? Y'all can always email me too. If you're like, I don't want to get on a call with you, MJ, but I do have a question. Support@pnptribe.com. That's it. So easy to get a hold of me. That's where I live over there in support. And I'll always answer all of your questions. Always, always, always. Yeah, they get it to me. They know I'm there every day. I'm there every day. They can't get rid of me. Y'all can't get rid of me. And the lottery, did anybody win the lottery last night? It wasn't $1 billion. My husband forgot to buy a ticket though. So is that tonight or tomorrow night? Maybe I could go get a ticket. Nobody won. Demetria, I'm gonna just tell you, this is a client on here, member. I saw this lady the other day that reminded me so much of you. And I was on a call with Ashley, Coach Ashley. And I could see you in my head. And I could not think of your name to save any of my nine lives. I could not. And then neither could Ashley. And we spent 10 minutes on our call. And I was like, T, oh my God. Finally, anyway, it worried us to death. But we were talking about you because we saw this woman that was so beautiful. And I was like, you know who's really beautiful? I was like, T. She is, you are one of the most beautiful women. You could be a model. I always said that. But anyway, I love you too. Yes. Yes, Carolyn, the coach can help you curate for sure. And then Lizzie also dropped the camp info. Tickets go on sale on Wednesday. In-person tickets. We're not selling virtual yet. Yeah, I've had members. I had a member who worked very high up in a like a C-suite of a company, and she was like, I want to lose weight. I ain't got time to read the fucking emails. I ain't got time to listen to the calls. Here's my problems. And every week I would give her a listen list in our Slack channel. And she didn't even use the planner. She would just use our like private messaging app to put in her food. And all that other stuff. Cause she was like, I can come here every day. I get what I'm supposed to listen to from you. And I literally every day would just like curate her experience for her. Like, you know, listen to the second call on this Sunday call of Corinne. It's exactly like, you know, minute 28 minutes and 46 seconds. And she would go to the replay, get right to there. She was busy. She did not have time. I've done that too with moms who were like during COVID homeschooling kids. I was like, I am not going to give up my weight loss to COVID. I don't have time to listen. Here's my issues. You tell me what to listen for. And I would do that. And then we would get on a call every week and talk about it. And it was so helpful to so many people. Oh, where did I get my shirt? Old Navy. Old Navy. I know, nothing fancy. All right. Any other questions? Any other questions about private code? Y'all email me. I'm serious. Get on my calendar. We'll hop on for 15 minutes and chit chat about private coaching if you want to. But I will tell you, we don't have a crap ton of availability. And even if you're like, but I don't want to be on the wait list, the longer you wait, the longer the wait list is going to get. So you want to go ahead and get on that list. If you have a specific coach that you want to work with, or, you know, I'm like, I really think you should work with this coach. She is on a wait list, but here's your stuff. You want to go ahead, sign up now, Laura. Oh, you're talking about camp or coaching? You can sign up immediately for coaching. And I will get you, I get y'all taken care of. Yo, not today. Y'all hear from me tomorrow, because my Gamecocks are going to play. Camp tickets go on sale at 10 Central on Wednesday. We have actually moved my Ask Me Anything call to 10:30 Central. So for those of you that are going to be on your computer trying to refresh, those buttons will pop up on under events on our website, nobswomen.com. The buttons will pop up at 10. So if you're on the website at 5 minutes to 10, waiting on the buttons to go live, make sure you refresh your page at 10 o'clock because if you don't, they won't show up for you. Yes. So we did move because we were like, we don't want y'all to miss. So we did move the Ask Me Anything call 30 minutes later. Poor planning on my part, or on our part. Sorry about that. But we'll still be doing the Ask Me Anything. We just moved it a little bit later so that everybody can get their ticket if they want to. So if y'all have got any questions, my inbox is always open for y'all. And for anybody who's been around No BS more than 5 minutes, yeah, the Wednesday call is at 10:30 Central. Hotter ticket than the Rolling Stones. Yes, it is. You know that we bend over backwards for y'all. Private coaching is no exception. Whatever you need in private coaching, I make it happen. I call myself your concierge. I'm your concierge. So when, like when you go to a hotel and you need recommendations or you need somebody to help you or you're not happy with your room, you go talk to the concierge. That's what I am for private coaching. I'm your private coaching concierge. And for all of you who are like, what if I get in with my coach and then I don't like her after a couple of weeks? Girl, you don't have to reach out. I send you an email my own damn self after 2 weeks. How's it going? Let me know if you have any issues. All you have to do is hit reply. I will invite you to tell me what is going on. All right, y'all. Any other questions? All right. I would love to see y'all in private coaching for those of you who need it. If you're like, I don't want to use private coaching, I just want to use the tools, make sure you're using the tools. And if you find yourself not using the tools, then maybe you want to consider private coaching because there's something underneath that we need to get through. So, y'all have a great rest of your Sunday. Spurs up, go Gamecocks. Anybody else that's got a game today? And yeah, I know, right? If you're like, I'll just use what we got, and then you're not using what we got, maybe you need to think about it. And I think your SHSA and FSA, you have to check it out on the page. It's on the FAQs on the page. If you've got that, I think there's like a, you can do something. Especially getting at the end of the year. If you ain't gonna use it, you're gonna lose it. So make sure you're using it. So, all right, y'all. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Let me know if you need anything. Let us know if you need anything. Anywhere. Ask coaches, Facebook, email. Well, you can get us. Medicare does not pay, but FSA, that's that like that healthcare savings account that you can use for like Band-Aids and tampons and Tylenol. It'll also work for coaching. All right. I will talk to y'all later. I guess if you have an HSA for Medicare, I don't know if that if they have those supplemental plans. I'm not sure. All right. Have a great rest of your day, y'all. Bye.